too, fighting for his country and me and you. Didn't talk about his medals or what he'd seen. Was a man a few words about everything. He wasn't in the paper or on TV. Hollywood never called. All he did for us we may never know. He's an unsung.
Was Unsung Hero on Kickin' Country 98.3 106.7 off of the album This Country Music Thing from Mr. Josh Turner, who just happens to be our guest this morning. And he is a country artist, he's a Christian artist, and your latest album, This Country Music Thing, has been going pretty well for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been very pleased. The fans seem to love it. We've been out on tour promoting the record, and very proud of it.
So there's a couple of tracks on it that I want to talk about, and the one that comes to mind, because it got you a trip to NASA, was Two Steppin' on the Moon. How was that? How much fun was that one?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So when I was recording the record, I had heard that the label wanted to do a video for one of the songs off the record, and they kind of let me pick. And when I started thinking about all of the songs that we were recording, I'm like, man, Two Steppin' on the Moon has so much potential, because I just had so many ideas running through my head with this song. And so I presented the idea of, like, what if it was set in a honky tonk that was literally on the moon? and so we kind of took that idea and ran with it. And I had, you know, several of my country music heroes and friends join me that had actually had hits with moon songs, like, you know, Randy Travis, John Anderson, Marty Raven from Shenandoah. I had the Gatlin brothers. I mean, it was pretty wild. And then you see me in the video eating moon pies, and there's somebody on the dance floor doing a moonwalk. And I mean, we took it and ran with it. it was a very cool video, very fun video to do. And then, you know, to top it all off, I got to go to NASA after that and perform this song for the astronauts on the International Space Station, which was just mind-blowing for me. Just incredible.
Another song that's on that album is Unsung Hero, and that's kind of why we're here, to talk about the Capitol 4th concert coming up to the 4th of July on PBS. It'll start at about 6 o'clock our time, and I'm assuming that's one of the songs you're going to be doing there.
Yeah, I'm going to be performing Unsung Hero. It's a song that I wrote by myself. It's basically a tribute to my granddaddy, who was a World War II vet, Purple Heart recipient, and I learned most everything about him and his service long after he had passed away. And I was just kind of flabbergasted, honestly, to find out that, you know, he was an American hero. You know, when he was living, I just viewed him as my granddaddy, you know. But then eventually I started to learn about everything that he had experienced and been through. And it was just an incredible story. And then it kind of hit me. It's like, man, you know, this is going to relate to so many different people, because I can guarantee you that there's a lot of people out there who have a family member like that, who served honorably and made sacrifices and never really talked about their service. And sure enough, I've been getting story after story after story of just that.
So with that in your background, and we'll end with this, how big of a moment is it for you to be asked to perform at the nation's capital on the 4th of July?
Well, that in and of itself is an incredible honor. But for me to be able to go out and sing a song like this, you know, for me as a writer, you know, especially such a personal song, is absolutely incredible, because I wrote this song about 10 years ago and never knew that it would end up on a record. And I've just really just kind of put a lot of effort into promoting this song, because I feel like it means a lot to a lot of people. And to be able to perform it at an event like this in our nation's capital on the July 4th is, you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
Perfect. Josh, thank you so much for taking out the time. I know you're in a rush, so I'm going to let you go. But once again, remember, it's the Capitol 4th from Washington, D.C. It'll be on PBS the 4th of July, starting at 6 p.m. Josh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you take care of yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Make sure you tune in to PBS on Friday, a Capitol 4th with Josh Turner, plenty of other great musical guests, and a fireworks show that you will not believe. That's on PBS. You can also catch it on YouTube. You're listening to Kickin' Country. We'll get back to the music here in just a bit.